Saturday afternoon. I said, no, it might be raining. I am not going to let them. I already had open house one time when I'm 14. I'm not going to do it.
That'd be a big job, I know.
But they come in the garden clubs and help you and decorate.
Oh, okay.
You do so much and they'll come in and they'll, one will say, I'll take the dining rooms, I'll take the living rooms, I'll take the dining rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they help you.
Oh, okay.
So it's not so bad. But
you don't have to do it all yourself.
You might have 150, 200 people to trample in and out
your house.
And you don't know whether the weather's going to be good or not.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Now, what about at New Year? What would you say to greet somebody?
I really don't know. But we always have Hoppin' Johns for New Year's and collards.
What's the Hoppin' Johns?
Hoppin' Johns, you'll always have money changed during the year. If you have greens, you'll always have greenback money during the year. If you eat that on New Year's Day. You never heard that?
Black-eyed peas we eat.
Is that right? Well, we always have Hoppin' Johns.
What are those?
Well, it's a regular pea. You boil them, you cook them, and then the next day you take them and put them in your rice and cook them again along with your rice and that juice. Instead of putting water in your rice, you put that peat juice in it. And it's good.
That's kind of
Hoppin'
what
Johns.
We have,
yeah,
I think.
That's
yeah.
Probably. But we've never used black-eyed peas, then.
Now, that's what they say you're supposed to eat where I live. For every one you eat, you're supposed to get a nickel or something.
Is that right? See, I never heard that. It's good. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Now, what about, they call this the county seat? Is that
yeah,
what
St.
that's
George
called?
Is the county seat.
Okay.
So I got this one yesterday. So I'm trying it out now. It's a bunch of different things on it.
I don't have one like that yet. Portable.
Well, on account of her being sick, I could take it and put the VC in her still for a day and she can use it while she's sitting in this chair if I walk outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that
I
way you don't have to get up.
No. But it's good.
You can take it outside too.
Yeah.
Now, what about terms that they would have for the war that was between the North and the South?
I really don't get to you too much about that.
No. People call it the Civil War.
That's about all I remember. The Civil War.
How about train? Does the train come through?
Comes through every day and shifts my furniture around.
Right here in front of your house.
But now it's not a passenger train.
Uh-huh.
It's the freight trains.
Is there any place that they stop here in town?
Well, a lot of times they have to change over right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But not as much as they used to. You know, one freight would meet another. But they don't do that too much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's three or four comes through every day.
Did it used to be ride on it?
Oh, yeah. We had a depot right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But all that's gone now.
Did people take it to go lots of places?
Yeah, I went to Washington. I called it and went to Washington. Uh-huh. I and my daughter when she finished school.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I wish it was here now, in a way.
Except
it would be too much by my house. And see, they had smoke along there. We were living at jail, and you put your clothes on the line. You had to wait until that passenger train went by at 9 o'clock before you could hang your clothes out.
Huh. Because it was cold.
Such cold. Oh, it would ruin your clothes.
Huh, I never thought about that.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Really shakes things up when
I really don't know it too much, but now my sister notices and she's not used to train. She said, oh, gosh, that train. And you can, sometimes you hear it over the rattle of pots, it'll go through so fast at night.
Uh-huh. Oh, comes by in the night, too.
Mm-hmm. About 11 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh. How about, would you have any terms that you would call people who were not from around the community, but